Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Lapone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mac scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Bagby moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fleming. The throw from Unser and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mac. Lepon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey bunts towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Lepon is safe. Lepon moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lepon scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels strikes out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Peters, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaPon hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mac hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Tom Farrick now pitching. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser strikes out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. White moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards scores. One out. It's 4-3, Tigers. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Ray Mack. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Oscar Grimes now playing second base. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimes covering, for the out. Meyer moves to third. Ross moves to second. One out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Edwards moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Unser for a passed ball. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Edwards scores. Keltner moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Ned Harris pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Harris moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York takes first base on ball 4. Harris scores. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to third. York moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.